approaching 20,000 people in Donegal on waiting lists for Letterkenny Hospital, Sligo Hospital, and other hospitals across the state. That's 1 in 8 of our people in Donegal on waiting lists. We have the scandal of our particularly elderly people on trolleys in Letterkenny Hospital, numbers that we haven't seen before. We have a situation in our community hospitals across Donegal where 1 in 4 of our beds and 1 in 3 of our nurses were cut from the system. Now, I ask the question, what planet are they living on in government when they cannot see that the choices right now are to tackle that crisis head on with adequate investment rather than going for tax cuts as they have done in this budget?
And in terms of your own party's alternative budget, have yourselves any proposals in terms of tackling the health crisis?
No, indeed. I mean, we had set aside an additional 403 million. If you compare what Sinn Féin would have set aside, and this is a fully costed alternative budget led by my colleague Piers Doherty, we have provided hundreds of millions of more for the health service. And, you know, we, you know, always work on a costed basis. We always base what we say we will do on the facts. So in terms of additional beds and nurses and doctors that are required across the system, fully costed, hundreds of millions more were put forward by Sinn Féin. That was about choices. The other question I have is, why on earth are Fianna Fáil standing over this budget? They know the crisis across this country. How can they stand over this Fine Gael budget?